Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Mohicans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold, broke face. They torn around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got the intellectuals, really the sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable. Running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh. Deja vu, you seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? There'll be many of you now. Do you really think they're ready for you now? Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame. And the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see
You're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, let us rejoice and rise high.
Burning with love,
loud as the Lord's sea.
Organogold.com.
Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a National Network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Even superheroes gotta be healthy. Get the Sister Girl Workout Book, a graphic novel available this Black History Month at the DuSable Museum Trading Post gift shop located at 56 and Cottage Grove in Chicago. There you'll find our growing line of hot Black Age graphic novels, or visit Only Studios at www.onlistudios.com. Plus, get your own Only Wears Art Star Denim Jacket. These one-of-a-kind special designs are available now at the Elephant Room Gallery at 703 South Wabash in Chicago. Only's wearable art brings out the art star in you. Indie today, Black Age forever at www.onlistudios.com.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas,
Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-904.
In these underground radio, testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we had a little technical problems right now. I'm trying to get everything back on on straight. Hope I'm being broadcast live. Hope everybody can hear me properly. We're going to delve into the life and times of Jesse Jackson Jr. Obama signs the law banning bath salt. We got more zombie attacks out there. You know, is it fair for an athlete to use special enhancements in the Olympics? What do y'all think about that? Plan to raise Detroit empty homes to the final stages. It's going to Detroit. They got this little program in Detroit. What's up with the zombie land in the motor, my motor people out there? Why don't y'all call me and let me know what y'all think about that? We got 4 reasons on how you can tell what a snitch is and how you can spot, an informant. My friend Sean out there don't like to be using the word snitch. He says it's been given a bad name. How you can spot an informant. We get 4 ways how you spot an informant. And like I said, we got more zombie attacks. What I'm trying to do is get these lines squared away. I'm on a remote line now because the studio line is not properly acting right. These next 15 minutes of commercial-free music are brought to you by Organo Gold Coffee. So while I get everything straight, let me get a little Kanye, Ebony, then we'll come back and delve into this Jesse Jackson stuff.
Fraud niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's Rand nigga. Woo! Ric Flair nigga. Woo! The power's in my head nigga. Woo! I get this beat to tear nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, 3 hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, shoe blow, my watch better, my pen's better, you don't write, trendsetter, you clone like, pay homage or cage vomit, ungrateful niggas I don't like,
rah! A fuck nigga, that's a shot, don't like,
bang, bang.
A snitch nigga, that's a shot, don't like,
bang, bang.
A bitch nigga, that's a shot, don't like,
bang, bang. Smile in my face is what I don't like. They see a whole sound, that's a sound bite. The media crucify me like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite. But I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Makai Fife. And that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold, Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dyke. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge night. Free bump, Jay, real nigga for life. Shout out to Dead Rose, man, that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.P., J. Boogie, right? Chief King Louie, this is Shy, right? Right?
A fuck nigga, that's a shot, don't like. A snitch nigga, that's a shot, don't like. A bitch nigga, that's a shot, don't like.
Niggas holding that pain. I just hope you been praying. Bang, bang. Riding for my niggas in a slow life. High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lives. And I run this bitch like it's no light. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise.
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
I done sold purple, I done sold white, running out of work, that's that shit I don't like, she never let me hit, she gave me dome twice, she blowing up my phone, that's that bitch I don't like, nah, jean jacket with the sleeves cut, put the pressure on them just when they think that I eased up, 30 for the cube, another 30 for the Jesus, believing ourselves when nobody else believed us.
Fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak this out, that shit I don't like.
Yo, yo, Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. I know the mic was that hot. Yeah, my man Sean took offense to that song right there. You know, Politico is stating, thank you, Ebony, right on time. Politico is saying that the people in the 2nd District, which is up the street from me, are not concerned about the missing congressman. This is a couple of days ago on Politico, news stories. You can check it out on their own webpage. Chicago, Jesse Jackson Jr., JJJ, or Trey J, as we say here in Chicago, has been missing from Capitol Hill for weeks. His mysterious disappearance has generated fresh talks of old indiscretions, questions about his political future, and considerable speculation about the nature of the Democratic congressman health issues. While not much is clear about Jackson's condition, he is being treated for a mood disorder, staffers say. At least one thing is certain, if and when he returns, his Chicago area seat is to keep for he is to keep it for as long as he wants. Trouble in the district? Nonsense, says Don Rose, a veteran Chicago political consultant. There's no way a Democrat can lose that district. Even if they stay where he is and ran from a hospital he's in or the facility he's hiding in and just send a message to his constituents, he'd win. David Miller, a dentist and a former state legislator from the South Chicago suburbs and residents, are expressing concern for Jackson's well-being. Not anger with whereabouts. I hear whatever it is, I hope he's okay, said Miller, who ran unsuccessfully for state controller after serving as a state representative. It's like, wow, it's a storm that he's in. Rick Bryant, Jackson's chief of staff, said the congressman's staff has been releasing information on Jackson's situation as they receive it. And he noted that those who elected Jackson to office aren't pushing the issue. Jackson's job security is part a reflection of the 2nd District's design. It's majority black, heavily Democratic seat that includes a large swamp of Chicago's South Side. But it's also a treatment to political brand he's built, which is distinct from that civil rights leader, Reverend Jesse Jackson, his father. While the family name is a powerful asset in winning the seat in 95, Junior has locked it down by his own, by paying his own dues, by his own close attention to the district and delivering a steady stream of federal dollars from his perch on the Appropriations Committee. He's brought back the billions of dollars worth of projects, Brian said, producing from a cluttered desk and a thick packet that details the federal grants Jackson has secured. When people call here, we say, if there's not an earmark that's that anymore, you can compete for that competitive grant. Alderman Joe A. Pope, who represents a heavily Hispanic ward on the city's south east side, referred to the congressman as crucial to the effort of bringing federal dollars to Chicago. He's a very recognizable figure. He's very vocal. He has a near-perfect record of casting votes, Pope said, referring to Jackson's reputation for hardly ever missing a House vote until now. That impressive win brought back to his constituents. His high-profile history delivering the bacon, so to speak. Bacon, whatever. Proudly, especially useful in the March Democratic Party when Jackson was challenged by Representative Debbie Halverson in the newly withdrawn seat. Redistricting had expanded the district into largely white suburb and exurb of Will County and Kankakee counties. But with roughly 90% of the votes cast in Chicago and suburban Cook County, Jackson won by a landslide. Halverson said of Jackson hammered home the importance of his appropriation post, and it paid off. In my race, he would say, she can't do anything for you because I'm a senior member, then makes large promises to people that's obvious he can't fulfill. Halverson said in an interview in a suburban home, there are no earmarks, which is really real. If anybody rolls through this district, you can see, ain't no money flying through that, but that's not, I'm not in that cash district. There are, what was that, okay. Halverson said, there are no earmarks, but constituents don't know that. Jackson scoring a runaway primary win despite a long list of personal troubles in recent years, including an external married affair with a Caucasian lady that played out in the media. He also the target of a pending House ethics investigation concerning former ties with Robert Glorievich and having someone pay for an affair with this white lady who was in former Robert Glorievich was in prison and trying to attempt to sell the Senate seat to Barack Obama. Let me keep moving on. And it says also, it's a two-page story. The optics of the situation. Oh, my computer's jumping them down, excuse me. The optics of the situation got considerably worse for Jackson, who had a strong interest in being appointed to the seat when his campaign fundraiser, Ray Nyack, a male connected to both Jackson and Blagojevich, was arrested on unrelated fraud charges around the time that Jackson took medical leave. Fraud charges. They locked him up on fraud charges. Given the swirl that has been around him for the last couple of years, it's strange, credibly, to think there's no relationship between the current situation and the political problems. Eric Aldrichstein, a Chicago-based Democratic consultant, works on an earlier race for Halverson, but was not involved in this year's contest. Given all the stuff that he's been going on, the lack of answering questions, the lack of candor, Brian ever pushed back hard against drawing any connection between Nyack and the rest of Jackson and leave of absence. I can't categorically deny they're related, he said. Jackson went to therapy and started missing votes before Nyack was arrested. He checked the therapy a week before Nyack was arrested. In any case, Jackson was a strong network and supporter who hasn't shown a sign of deserting him. Aged from his wife, Sandy, and Chicago alderman, Jackson has extensively connected to the local political class, a product of hands-on environment in the state-local race. Talking about the swing job, he's always been in Washington. It's political. These ain't being in the city, though. I'm just reading about how they pumping them up, Ebony. This is for everybody to think. Right, this no, this Ebony says spin. I'm reading this for everybody to know who, it's not, I'm just not one side. I'm just getting both sides. Howard said that Jackson ambitious is to stay a congressman. He won't have any trouble doing so. The shine is off the apple, but not enough that he won't get rejected. She said he's going to be just fine. He's going to come back after Labor Day perfectly fine and resume his job. Everyone will be happy to see him again. They relate to him because he's able to overcome his medical problems. Here's what I was trying to say in the giddy up to everybody earlier, that the man going to be all right, you know. He'll come back as if nothing ever happened, what have you. Everything everybody said to me was false, because right now the man is the witness protection agency. I'm telling you. This is me until they come out and say, no, nah, Jimmy, I'm not with this protection agency. I missed a half an hour cut, everybody. Here, this is my lady, Dorothy, who's in Bible class right now. Come on home, girl.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I don't do no harm. I never meant to make you. The only one I've ever loved in my life, and though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it, 'cause darling, I love you more each day, but the word got in my way. Oh, I meant you no harm, and I would die if you ever said goodbye.
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me. Bop the bop. Bop it out of bebop. Bop the bop. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. One, two, three, hit me. Sound good. Yeah. Saxophone on the floor. One, two, three.
Next 10 minutes is still brought to you by Organigold. I did that yesterday. The four reasons, the four spots, the four reasons right there, Ebony, those four reasons. Yes. Okay, I'll go to a commercial. What's going on, Dana? How you doing?
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
All right, all right. I brought you in a little bit early. I thought we had my stuff all propped up. Yeah, but my producer right here was on something right now, so pay a little cut till she gets back in. Just let you know, and all my listeners will be tuning in for Dana now, so listen to me now that you are in the full effect. Here we go.
I'm forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending, which forgive you. Me knowing they melt my heart to stone, and I hear your words.
Yeah, you make me suicidal. Women make me hate the night. His career is homicidal. Little killer, such a life. Bypass a friendly shit. Never like to socialize. Yeah, the mixtape is enough to turn you to a socialite. Up and down, up and down. I can't get the motion right. Trying to rock away. When did life become so ocean like? Gotta show tomorrow. So the flight is happening tonight. Being soon to. I can't go back to an open life. I would love, open ear, a steady shoulder, chasing you all through the day. My lonely nights are never sober, looking for that bubble filling, never find it in a cola. Abusing prescriptions, hoping happiness coming closer. I'm hopeful, but I'm noticed the journey far from over. No pain, no gain, hoping the pain will bring me closer. Dream about success, the thought is just so heavenly. Tonight I say a prayer and I aim where the heavens be. It's meant for me.
Was always on. How you doing? Check one. All right, this is coming up.
Hey, Ebony.
Hey, Dana. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right, this coming off of the UnitedBlackAmerica.com website, and you can look it up yourself. This is information all come from the internet. Since we're broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio, Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. So the internet is in full effect. There's all type of information you can receive. This here is an article that they published entitled Identifying a Black Informant. The author goes on to write, the FBI, CIA, and other government agencies will do anything in their power to prevent the rise of a black messiah or organization that would lead the masses into a new age of consciousness. Control is the business of the government, and they want to keep business as usual. That means they will sabotage, spy on, and legally imprison the very same people that were supposed to be working for. And with the recent discovery of Jesse Jackson Jr. as an informant, and with the whole FBI spy debacle, we can see that COINTELPRO hasn't gone anywhere. If you're running any kind of organization, you should be aware that this fact by keeping an eye out for informants and infiltrators. Now, the author name is ASAD, and he goes on to give four different types of informants. He says they are four different types used by law enforcement. There's the basic lead informant, which are ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, ex-employers, ex-associates, or ex-customers who want to get even. Most useful and accurate are at revealing the location of persons or property and potential next action. Example, one of Malcolm's right-hand men and the same man who sat next to Betty Shabazz, and they've got a video on their website showing this guy who they have identified as an informant. They also said the number second or number two informant will be the participant informant. Usually a go-between or an arrestee turned informant who helps police investigate a sting, sabotage, or lure a suspect into surveillance. Example, Darthard Perry, an FBI informant that burned down the Watts Writers Workshop during the Watts Riot. Then there's the number three, the covert informant, usually someone deep inside the organization with a falling out or difference of opinion and want to provide spot intelligence over a period of time, as long as their identity is protected and a pleasant future guarantee for them. Example, Herbert Bullion, the owner of a Harlem-based black doll company. As Garvey and the UNIA increasingly came under attack from internal dissenters, black critics, and the federal government, one of the few people Garvey confided in was Bullion. And then number four is the accomplice witness informant, usually a co-defendant in a criminal case who agrees to testify for the prosecution and or do one last undercover operation, example being wired for sale. Now, that's their four types of informants used by law enforcement.
You know what I've learned, Ebony?
What's that? What's going on? What you learn?
I've learned that it really doesn't take much for somebody to get somebody to sell their soul. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, if you think about all these examples that were given, it's really sad that these informants are assisting with the demise of a people.
Right.
All these examples were people who historically have tried to assist, tried to help African Americans grow, and tried to better us and help us become better in society. And despite the fact that these people were trying to help us, here we come trying to bury ourselves deep up in within and hurt ourselves. What kind of mess is that? But it doesn't take much to get somebody to sell their soul. People sell their soul for anything.
Right, right. And that's why me and myself, I wish Sean, I know you're probably out here listening still, you don't call in. Me and myself was upset with the fact that this guy was wearing a wire. Now, people want to spin it because the Tillmans are beef with the Jacksons. Let me throw that disclosure out there. But the simple fact that, and you can go to Ebony Jet, I think it's the December 2008 issue, I think the week of 16th to the 25th, maybe the Holly issue, where he talks about that he's an informant, and he's been one for 10 years. At that time, it was 2008, which means he's been an informant since 98. He got elected in 95. So 3 years is the first.
I think if you're talking about Jesse Jackson Jr. wearing a wire, that's different.
Let me tell you why it's not different. No, I'm saying
it's different because this dude is trying to get him to break the law.
Hold on, excuse me. Let me tell you why it's not different for a second. You're looking at the end result. We're looking at him and Blagojevich. We're looking at what he tried to do to get Blagojevich. Now, I repeat, that's what I'm saying slowly for people who don't misunderstand me. In 2008, it was made known by Jesse Jackson himself. Maybe he's been an informant for the government since 2006 on Rob Blagojevich. That's Rob Blagojevich. But he's been an informant for the government for 10 years. Now, that was 2008. Now, that means from 1998 to 2008, he's been an informant. It's way before Rob Blagojevich was not even governor at this time now. The point I'm saying is he got elected in 95. 3 years at 95, he's an informant since 1998. Now, what makes that so crazy? What makes it so crazy is that here you have the son of a powerful organization, an organization that goes out in the community to quell disturbances in the black America. Well, every time black America has a problem, about to make any moves or had made a move, push is always there. Excuse me, Operation Push is always there. Not Operation Desert Storm or Operation Fast and Furious, but Operation Push is there. When Gina Six rally up and didn't know Majorhead, didn't know Sharpton, didn't know Jackson, didn't know Andrew Young, didn't nobody, when college students got up in March and said, we tired, there's people being hung on the tree, we about to go down there, enough is enough. Then here comes that kind of quiet it down. Be quiet. Go home. The white man is all right. Let me rewind it again. we go right back down to Zimmerman. Everybody outraged because Zimmerman's still walking the street. Outrage, outrage, outrage. We about to march down. Outrage, outrage. All right, everybody, let's go on ahead and go down here to the deputy sheriff's office. And you heard me say it many times on the air, Dana, go home, everybody. Go home. If y'all go march, you're marching the wrong way. You should march down on the state capitol. You should march down on the state attorney. These are y'all elected officials if you have a problem. And why are these, why are these leaders got y'all guiding in the wrong direction? They should know better than the made y'all go in a direction that has nothing in significance to the case. Now, doing my belief, Dan, the gentleman they marched down on was the police captain, and the police captain did arrest the man. It was just the DA that let the man go. Instead of going to let the man go, they marched down police captain. I'm just using that as an example of how the government would send people in. They call them agitators. They call them those people they get in to send down to stop the disturbance, to stop the upheaval. Do you know, Dana, back at the Civil Rights Movement, J. Edgar Hoover said he would never let blacks ever get to that mass and to that point again in history? Everybody wonder why we have never followed up on the movements of King or all this injustice. And there's only been one operation since 1972, a couple of years after King, that's still in existence. All the black organization has come and gone. All the black organization has been folded. All the black organization has kind of down. We have not been able to mobilize, organize, or unify ourselves like we did before, because the government has agents inside our community, like the examples we gave before, that the community have their trust, and they go to that individual or to that group or to that organization and tell their plans, and then they tell their plans to the man who they beefing with, which is the man. I'm going to this black man, tell him, here, we about to move on the man because the man did us wrong. And this black man going to tell the man, hey, man, they about to move on y'all. Well, go down there and squash it. All right. Now, if you don't think that is dangerous, Dana, I don't know what is not what is.
First of all, you can't argue wrong with wrong. Zimmerman murdered Trayvon. It's as simple as that. And so you can't justify a wrong by using an example of a murderer, because the murderer is wrong, period. And so all we have is two wrongs, and we can't say which one is the worst, the lesser wrong, because they're both wrong.
No, I was not using Zimmerman as a murderer. I was using the energy of all the people that marched down to Miami where the thing took place. All the college students, all the busloads of people that went down there to make sure Trayvon had to know. Dana, they were to make sure Trayvon had justice. A down of 100,000 people was down to make sure that guy had justice. And instead of going to the right places, the leaders of the march took them to the wrong places. They was led astray, purposely led astray.
The leaders of the march weren't trying to say, hey, let's go lead these people astray. They were trying to
stand up for a cause.
One of the most outstanding aspects of what happened with Trayvon and Zimmerman killing him was the fact that although people's blood was boiling, although people were upset by the act, they didn't allow that to make them react. Those were peaceful protests. They were standing up for something that's right. You see it all the time when people
Dana, since the civil rights, all protests been peaceful. You either have two things, either have a riot or a protest. And protests, Dana, are mostly 85% peaceful, Dana. It wasn't about going down there and rioting, Dana. It was about there going down there kicking in shops, Dana, and setting Miami on fire, Dana. It was about, okay, citizens, let's go down to our elected officials, the ones who put the standard ground law on the books, and let's tell them right now, we think this law is unjust. Or let's go right down here to the state attorney and say, hey, state attorney, this man should be arrested right now. We elected you. That's not being violent. That's having your right, Dana. That's a being violent.
Right. They did the right thing. They exercised their rights.
What was the right thing, Dana? What was the right thing?
The right thing was to go up and stand up for what they believed in, and they did it.
Dana, Dana, you can sit down. Hey, Dana. Are you sitting down, Dana?
I'm standing up.
Are you sitting down?
I'm protesting right now.
So stand up there. There you go,
I'm
Dana. Because right now, ain't nothing wrong with standing up, Dana. Ain't nothing wrong with standing up right now. Come on, Dana.
Look at Muhammad Gandhi.
No, Dana.
I'm going to move on, Dana, because
evidentially, I see now. No, Dana, you cannot see. Dana, you cannot see. What does that got to, Dana? What does that have to do with somebody wearing
because,
a wire? And then what does that do with somebody working for the government to make sure blacks don't come up?
Because you can't decide where a protester should protest. When they're standing up for their rights, then you just got to let them exercise that. That's their thing.
Dana, that's what they're doing.
Now,
a protest without organization is just chaos. All protests, Dana, really, for record, all protests are organized. Most protests are even petitioned. Most protesters, Dana, whether they know it or not, even the civil rights movement, they just didn't just march down unannounced. They properly went to the proper people, applied a permit for their protest. They said, we're coming to your town and we're going to march from A to B. Now, the leader of that protest said, hey, we're coming to your town and we're going to march to the police chief because they let him go. Now, at that time, the information was out there that the police chief did arrest him. DA let him go. Now, Dana, every night on this show, my argument was what? Hey, y'all, go to the elected officials. Y'all mad about the law? If everybody on TV saying the law is unjust, then go to the lawmakers. The police. and it will emerge. The mess they left behind in Black Chicago cannot be put back together. Once upon a time, there was something called Black Power here in Chicago, where they could, where the black contractors, black businesses, black people had rights because they had politicians that cared about the outcome of the community. In 2003, Jesse started a movement on eradicating everybody out of spot. Took care of everybody who had a strong black power base. You see, in Illinois, there's an individual. I'm not going to name people, let me open the mic. There's a bunch of people who are doing great things for the African American community. There was an alderman in the Second Ward, which is a black ward. Now, the Second Ward of Chicago historically has been an African American ward since the 1800s. Matter of fact, it was the first African American ward in the city of Chicago historically. It was the first ward that allowed black politicians to be politicians in the Second Ward. He came out and said, it don't make no difference. He came out and said, it don't make no difference, black or white. You know, if a person's good, a person's good. So from that point on, the Second Ward has no longer been a black ward. It means now, historical significance of Bronzeville, which that was Bronzeville. Never, third was never Bronzeville. The Second Ward was Bronzeville. Historical black migration. Now that's a white district. There was a black man running for Cook County attorney. That's Cook County State's attorney. And he said, it don't make no difference if a black man needs to be a state's attorney. We need to go with somebody Hispanic because it don't make no difference between color. And then once upon a time, there was a dude by the name of John Strowger, and the power base wanted to put a guy named Claypool in, a Democratic star and rising. The white power base is down in Springfield, wanted to do that. A bunch of black power bases got together and said, no, we're going to maintain this seat, and they won. And then Jesse Jackson single-handed came back from D.C. with damn near a couple of $1 million to make sure everybody was gone. Now here in Chicago, the cities and the areas that were moving up are now deteriorating. There's no money, there's no jobs, high unemployment. There's deaths, there's gangbanging, there's shooting everywhere. Drug is running rapid. You get aldermen that lays over and because they only got put there by junior. Don't even know how to pass laws. That's why the city's so highly taxed. Now, when he comes back, and he's going to come back, the city of Chicago is in Cook County has been decimated. And there's no power base here. Matter of fact, when blacks were running for Mayor Dana, he called them all in. He gave us Rahm Emanuel. He made sure all the blacks didn't run. You know, everybody that, if you wasn't with Junior, you got to go. He had his own little power base because at that time he thought he was running for mayor. Then when he realized he wasn't for mayor, he didn't care about the mess they left behind because he thought he was going to run for senator. And then so what he did was went to the state down and took all the black state reps out and put his people in. Now the funny part about it, all the state senators and all the state reps, they quit all of a sudden. All of a sudden, they quit. The Reverend Meeks of the world, the David Millers of the world, they said, quit, I'm not running no more. Why? Because Junior been wearing a wire for 10 years when he came out and said it. And everybody for the last 10 years that been around him is frightened right now. Everybody that did business work with him right now is frightened right now. Everybody that did work with him is frightened. Now, the reason why everybody looking at Robert Gore is, Robert Gore, get off Blagojevich. The Blagojevich in jail. There's a guy by the name of Robert Nayak. He's from India. He works for he got caught up in fraud, saying he's frauding the government because he had a bunch of health care facilities, which is true, that was milking the people for billing and all like that, which is true. But here's this guy, a high price fundraiser, Jesse Jackson. Now, dig this, Dana. Check this out. Let's put this together, Dana. Everybody look at Blagojevich. Let's go look what everybody ain't seeing. Now, here you got this guy, Dana. Your high fundraiser is giving you millions of dollars. Matter of fact, this is the guy that went to Blagojevich and said, I raised $6 million. You point Jesse Jackson. Now, here you got this guy. He's been frauding the government. This guy done paid for your girlfriend to come down to Chicago with you. This guy's in your pocket. Here, this guy right here, Robert Nayak, you know, who's giving fraud in the government. All of a sudden, he gets arrested. Now, the point I'm saying, he's been waiting a while for 10 years. Do you think this guy think you set him up? Of course he did. Now, here's this guy. This is a guy who's been putting you in office. This is your money, man. This guy raised millions for you, millions for you. Now he's in jail. Now, that's why congressmen go disappearing. And that's a way and why it can be dangerous. Now, you're right, Dana. If you got somebody in your phone always calling you saying, come on, let's do some wrong, let's do some wrong, you'd be like, nah. But we're going to wear a wire and say, raise some money so I can get elected. Raise some money so I can get elected. You take the money, you get elected, but you're wearing a wire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The ends may justify the means because you're sitting on power. But now you got to go in hiding right now. Now you say it's a mood disorder. Nah, it ain't a mood disorder. You said alcohol abuse. Nah, it ain't alcohol abuse. It's called Witness Protection Agency. Because none of these accusations that have been out there, alcohol, mood disorder, or anything like that, has been not been confirmed by Jesse Jackson's doctor or himself.
And it can't be confirmed by his doctor. And his doctor would be
right.
Wrong to even try to even speak on his health.
Right, and he said that already with HIPPO. He said that already with HIPPO. The point I'm saying, Dana, these are stories that the government just put out there because they need him alive to testify against all these people we've been wearing a wire for. You see? Now, my point on the matter is I think that he's wearing a I'm going to get off of this another 2 minutes, Evan. My point on the matter is, I'll talk about it more tomorrow. My point on the matter is I think he's been with his protection agency, and now he's trying to build up a crazy defense so he won't go out there and be able to testify. So he's trying to leak to all the potential jurors that he's a mania, man, depressing, bipolar, you know, schizophrenia, what have you. So anything he say right there cannot be taken because a man, not his capacity, his faculties cannot be able to testify, even though he can be congressman because of the Disability Act. He cannot be made to testify. But anyway, Dan, I'm going to leave that alone and check it out. We got some bath salt and some zombie stories coming back up now. Now, your president finally signed.
Hold on. You know, Jimmy, I do think it's one thing that is really important that I mention.
Go on
ahead. Of everything that you said, yes, you're right. There has been a problem, especially with corrupt. Corruption is not good in any shape, form, or fashion, okay?
Right.
And so... So if it's a corrupt politician, if it's a corrupt store owner, if it's a corrupt doctor, if it's a corrupt police department, corruption cannot be supported because me as a citizen, at a minimum, I need to be able to look up to my superiors and I need to be able to look up at the leadership of this nation and feel that they're going to do the right thing. Because if you allow people to lie their way through life, and especially when they have been placed in a position of power and where they are supposed to make ethical decisions and make choices that are going to benefit, not harm or hinder, anytime you have those people and they're doing wrong, then they cannot continue to be supported. And that's why I think it was the right thing to do to march on that police department. But now, if the annihilation of the people and the power groups in Chicago didn't start when Jesse Jackson Jr. went into office, because you got to remember, back in the 80s, we had a mayor named Harold Washington. And Harold Washington, it wasn't about color. He just happened to be black. And I really believe that as a people, we should all be able to get along. It shouldn't be about black and white and Hispanic and Asian, all
yes,
that stuff.
Took, but listen,
none
everybody who put Harold Washington
none
in.
It doesn't matter because we
Dana,
are.
Everybody who put Harold Washington was a target of Jesse's extermination. They sent somebody who looked like the black community to come in and take out the black community. Everybody who was in charge elected Harold Washington and opposed Daley. And because, you know, the Washington 29, when they finally got power, and
all of a sudden he died. And then all of a sudden he died.
All of a sudden he died, and then all of a sudden the blacks getting power. But now they realize you got to deal with it. That's what they do. They tear down a project so to make sure blacks will never elect nobody black mayor again. They start moving about the suburbs so we never have a power base. So now we got to give all these black aldermen who's holding down these spot areas. How are we going to do it? So they brought somebody in with money to take everybody out.
Honestly, that is a problem. That is a bigger issue. It's bigger than Jesse Jackson Jr.
No, Dana.
That is about a corrupt group that
Dana,
are allowed to
take garbage.
Alcohol
no, no.
Style in Chicago, and it should not be tolerated.
Dana, this is just not
people
that
Dana. Will force this man to wear a wire that will kill people if you don't comply, that will cause others to wake up dead, but you really ain't waking up. That's just me being facetious. If you have corruption, it cannot be supported. And whoever's doing that in Chicago, they need to be taken out of power. It's as simple
off
as that.
Off top. Hey, Dan, off top. And Jesse Jackson got to go. Just off top.
Well, I'm not
you're
saying
right.
It's him.
No, you're right, Danny. No, because if he wore a wire, that means he did. Hey, no, Danny, because if you wore a wire, that means you done did something to get the feds and got you on something. That means you corrupt, too. Because you don't volunteer with a wire.
That means you're being
nobody goes. Nobody goes in. Hey, Dana. Two people, Dana.
You're going to be in a position where you feel like you're going to have to do these things.
There's two things that happens, Dana. Either A, you got me, and I'm gonna take everybody down, or B,
you gonna get me, and I'm trying not to take it down.
Or B, I've been an agent ever since college when you approached me, and now
I'm trying not to get taken.
Now this is my cover. And now being a congressman, now is my cover. Now I can go back because everybody know me and they believe in me, and I can do what I can do, like the history they does up and down. That's the history of espionage. That's how the shit go, left and right, left and right. Now we can go on there, clap our hands. We go on there, deny. We can close our eyes. You close your eyes. People close their eyes. Corruption. People close their eyes. Fill out niggas. People close their eyes. The people that they can't believe.
It has nothing to do with blacks.
Hey Dana, there are people who believe that Jesse Jackson Jr. got Jesse Jackson's father, Reverend Jesse Jackson, got Martin Luther King killed in part of the spot. I'm just saying, Dana, why would he do that?
When back in those days, he's standing up where other people are being killed. Why would somebody try to turn around and blame it on Jesse Jackson Sr.? That don't even make sense.
Hey Dana. I'm gonna get off this because I don't think you're qualified. You're speaking off emotions. You're going off emotions.
I'm not speaking off emotions.
Yeah, because you got corrupt citizens.
You got corrupt everybody. And then now, all of a sudden, when Martin Luther King dies, Dana.
Hey, Dana, you looking at just what he's doing just for the political area. You ain't thinking, I'm going to just wear a wire to catch corruption. You just think it's strictly for corruption and policies, right? You think his wire is only limited to just that only, right, Dana? He only wore a wire just to catch politicians, nobody else, right, Dana? Right?
Well, what I'm saying to you,
Dana, I want to get off. I want to end this, Dana.
Why is somebody trying to run around Jesse Jackson Sr.? Don't make sense. Okay, somebody told me, I
understand now. I'll leave it alone. You are a military intelligence, so I got to be quiet. So I understand your perspective.
Somebody said why you can justify
somebody wearing a wire in meetings and groups in black cities around black churches around black people. I understand that. You're talking about corruption in offices and stuff like that. I'm talking about. But if you feel that if somebody goes to Operation Push, say you're about to protest somebody that's not wearing a wire, they should wear a wire. Hey, I can understand that. People do feel that way. But what we're going to do right now is I'm going to move it on because, I forget you're in the military intelligence. So, hey, it be that way sometimes.
I know military intelligence. What are you saying
there? It's cool. Sometimes like this, and this is how I really feel. The truth of my words, if I speak the truth, I don't try to cause no false accusations on anyone. While I'm speaking right here, I'm 99% true of what I'm saying. But I'm coming at right here. My words should be good enough. If I go tell somebody, hey, they got this corruption going on in this office. You need to go run your people down there and check it out. I tell them that. You wear wire? No. I already did my job. I reported that was going on. I made a report. No, I'm not going to wear no wire. I did my job. Matter of fact, I'll go on TV and say, hey, everybody, the blah, blah, blah office is doing blah, 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 blah. I'm going to send the news media down here. Now just comb through the records. See, if you want to start corruption, go through the records. You can put that shit out. You can out corruption by broadcasting it live. By broadcasting it live. Oh, you going to wear wire? I want you to wear wire. Get Blagojevich. Okay. Okay, now, what's going on down there? Push. Who's going to be over there? Oh, but from Africa? Hey, why don't you go send that for us? Hey. You mean who will reference him? Hey, why don't you go to that reference meeting? If you think that the wire is just only just for kids of politicians, come on, let's be real. It's for the black community. And for no politicians, for the black community. And everybody want to stand up and run a ride like that, corruption, corruption, corruption. They're just beating the drums because they don't want to actually realize that Martin Luther King, those people, like Abernathy can wait till Martin Luther King died to tell the whole story. Andrew Young will tell you, yeah, people was informers. They wanted to be informers. I mean, they had informers up and down in King's spot. And for the record, Dana, King had never, ever, ever took the top balcony except that fatal day. Now about this, Dana, Jesse Jackson only hung with King for probably 4 weeks. No, and too hard when the last time he got popped. He never marched on nothing. Never was in no rallies. Never no bridge burnings. Never no ceremony. Never nothing in the hot tech spot. There's rumor tell, rumor has it, the first time when they came to Chicago and the cops and dogs came, he shitted himself. But anyway, Dana, I'm about to move it to another set topic I want to deal with right now, which is these bad salt and zombies. And like I said, we've been having it all day. But here's something, Dana. Now, I want you to Google this video. It's Missy Elliott, Pastor Dutch. Now, I was doing my great hits of the 90s and great female divas of hip-hop, and I was going to Missy Elliott, and I'm like, man, Missy was telling everybody what's coming on. Now, watch that video, everybody. It's called Pastor Dutch, and we're going to deal with this bath salt in a minute, Dana. You had to do this for a while. Sorry.
Listen up, everyone. We have been just informed that there's an unknown virus that's attacking all clubs. Symptoms have been said to be heavy breathing, wild dancing, coughing. So when you hear the sound, run for cover, cover.
Here I come, pumps in the bump, make you wanna hurt something. I'm a thinking man, I don't have to set some. Hang them out the window, call me Michael Jackson. I'm a pain in your rectum. I am dead, so slept on. Heavy hit around, spit up for me, rerun. Hey, I'm what's happening. Hypnotic in my drink, that's right. Shake it till it sinks, that's right. Put the moles on the beat, that's right. Put it down for the street, that's right. Number one, drums go bump, bump, bump. We here, we'll make it boom, boom, jump. If you's a fat one, put your clothes back on before you start putting potholes in my lawn. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm under attack like my name was Saddam. I am the bomb from New York to my lawn, and now I can write a song sicker than Jeffrey Dawn. Just touch my car alarm, breaking my car, you will hear Viper arm. I've been a superstar since Daddy King was raw. I'm live on stage, come on and give me some applause.
Thank you. Thank you. You all are so wonderful.
Come on, pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake yourself. Pop that, jiggle that fat. Don't stop, get into your clothes, get wet.
Hey, yo, Missy, it would be my pleasure if you just let me knock their ass out for you, baby. Let's go!
It's the immaculate, incredible, magnificent, unforgettable, unimaginable, such a dramatic situation.
You'll listen to me facing while I be in the place in the way we be keeping the party shaking.
Hut,
one, hut, two, hut, three, hut, four.
Hut.
Get that thong, shorty, pull it out your butt.
What?
See if you were the baddest, laying the cut.
What?
Like you were singing, but keeping your mouth shut.
What? Shut,
what? Shut,
what?
Keep your mouth
shut.
I put a couple shorties back and they cleaning my house up. Almost forgot to mention I'm one of the most important and relevant in the street. Like a genius, we speak intelligent. Look at all of the shakes of the diamonds in my bezel when light hit it. Get it, I call the charge of embezzlement missing. Give it to him, let's take him all on the ride. Just remember the past and that's on the left hand side.
Come on, pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake yourself.
money. Just keep it going like the Energizer Bunny. Shift that, shake that, move it all around. Break that, yank that, judge back now. Freak him, freak her, whatever your choice. Didn't come to judge, I came to get your voice. Scream, my voice is lost. Can I get a ride on a white horse?
Dana, the song is called Pass the Dutch, right?
And, yes.
You got to see the video, right? Now, the video is kind of long, what have you, but, you know, missing the call for whatever, they run around, and people just, you know, going crazy, trying to take the clothes off, foam at the mouth, what have you, right? You know, that little spot, it's making you going crazy. Now, it's Pass the Dutch. Now, Pass the Dutch is like a blunt. Pass the Dutch, what have you, whatever, whatever. Now, hootie-hoo, as some people say back in the day, like, my white owls are burning kind of slow, like it was a weed chant. Anyway, in the video, you got Missy driving around with these three fat women, and boom. They say, don't miss my car alarm part. Some dude jump in the car. The women pull the man in the car, bites on the dude's arm, and throw him out like they ate the dude up. And literally eats the cat up like he's skin and bones, throw him out, and they drive off. Now, when I first saw it, trip on, now I'm going back, you know, going back, it's like that, you know? And she says, you know, she comes out screaming,
listen up. We have been just informed that there's an unknown virus that's attacking all clubs. Symptoms have been said to be heavy breathing, wild dancing, coughing. So when you hear the sound, hoo-dee-hoo.
Now, when you see the video, I should upload it on the page. You see the video. You know, people going crazy and bugging out. You know, everybody dance, whatever, and there's zombies tied to the stage, what have you. But I just tripped on the black people foam at the mouth going, you know, ah. And then, you know, the women, you pay no attention to fat chicks eat people up. You're like, oh, he's just hungry. But no, the symptom was, you know, people going crazy, vomiting, acting erratic, and eating people. Now, Pass the Dutch is like a blunt, you know. I just threw it out there to see what you thought about that, you know.
Well, I think, obviously, Missy Elliott is ahead of her time, or was ahead of her time. But again, that just proves that people should say no to drugs.
Right.
You can't do it. There's no good outcome. And all this stuff just reiterates the fact. Say no. It'll hurt you.
Yeah. Now, this is coming from, it's in New York, high on bath salt. New York woman says, I want to kill someone and eat them. As a set of drugs on his bath salt is blamed for some bizarre behavior in central New York, including a woman, an alleged attempt to bite the face off a police officer. This happened in Utica. Police in Utica were called to a city bar Saturday night to check out a woman described as emotionally disturbed. When the police officer approached her, she lunged at him and tried to bite his face. Police said she screamed that she wanted to kill someone and eat them. The woman was taken to the hospital for mental evaluations. Later, police was called to a home where a 20-year-old man was reported to have threatened his mother to kill his mother and family. Police found the man, Ivory Vallis, had ripped the door off the hinges and was punching the car in the driveway. He was charged with criminal mischief. Now, this is New York City. You want to see how far, you know, where it's being taken to. But the president did this last month signed into law. Now, a New York mom, this is a New York mom, another case in New York, bath salt may be blamed behind the deadly meltdown of upstate New York woman suspected of biting her 3-year-old son before cops used a stun gun to subdue her, according to reports. Following the Tuesday night incident in Mumsville, mom, Pamela McCarthy, white Dana, they got a picture, she's white lady, later died of her Oh, she needed to die at the hospital after going to cardiac arrest for an infected taste, reported ABC affiliate WSYR-TV in Syracuse. Officials said they encountered a violent, combative suspect, and while initially unable to handcuff her, she really was not coherent to what occurred around her. New York State Police Captain Rodney Campbell told reporters Wednesday she was not speaking clearly. McCartney, 35, appeared high on synthetic drug linked to the state of horrific crimes in recent weeks, cops said. This is not the first time troopers had responded to calls to the house. The allegedly caught Ms. McCarthy under the influence of bath salt multiple times, Campbell said. Related, what a bath salt. On Tuesday's officers first tried to use pepper spray to no effect and were forced to taser the woman, Campbell said. It took two men, a trooper and a firefighter. Listen to this. It took two men, a trooper, a firefighter, finally to cuff her, he added. Neighbors described chaos in the moment preceding McCarthy's confrontation with the police. We heard growling and a kid crying, so we went outside and opened the door. Neighbor Heather Ames told Neighbor Heather Ames told in YNN Times. Then McCarthy was lying on the ground, holding a 3-year-old kid in her arms and just beating him. Ames said she attempted to intervene and tried to wrestle McCarthy off the child. Jason Williams, the boy's father, rescued him while McCarthy took off after Ames. She added, she grabbed me. She was swinging her arms. I thought she was going to hit me, Ames told YNN. She scratched me in the face. Then she grabbed my hair. David Bridges, another neighbor, told the Syracuse Post-Standard that he saw McCartney hit concrete falling down a flight of stairs and get back up as if nothing happened. Once the boy was taken from a car, then she began stripping off her clothes and threatening passersby, reporters said in Syracuse. She then ran inside her home, grabbed her pet pit bull, and fell down the stairs, injuring the dog. Troopers arrived on the scene, according to reports. She needs help, Williams told YNN. Federal legislators are racing to enact a ban on the ingredients used to make bath salt. A synthetic drug that, when snorted, smoked, injected, or taken orally, can be physically or mentally dangerous. The moments of the assault follow a rash of shocking episodes across the country, potentially linked to bath salts. That include the horrific attack in Miami last month when Rudy Jean ate a homeless man, Ronald Popo's face off. That all goes back to the that case. But that's New York again, Dana. It's a white person. Now, I'm just saying. Bath salt don't discriminate now. All right.
No, this is war. It's still war, I'm telling you. And now, I do believe that these people are ingesting something or being subjected to something that is causing them to go crazy and exhibit these animalistic behaviors. I believe it. I mean, there's been enough stories of it to say that it is definitely probably happening, okay? But the deal is that if it's a bad batch of bath salts, why is it only affecting, like, one person a day? That's what's strange about it because, statistically speaking, you're going to have more than one person doing the same thing, especially when you're talking about an illegal behavior. You know what I mean? Usually you don't have like this one gang member go out there and commit his crime and then, you know, here he comes back and then the next day you got another gang member or you got one bank robber. You know, it just doesn't happen like that. So usually, especially illegal drug behavior, more than one person will do it at a time. And so why is it that there's this report of one here and one there and one here and one there? That's what's strange about it. And so, honestly, someone needs to find out what is causing these animalistic behaviors in people. Because if it continues, it can be a big problem for society.
Well,
that's not
normal. I know the president. The president signed a law banning bath salt, put on illegal drug acts up. But you know,
That's good. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
He's doing something about it. That's wonderful.
Well, here's something funny. Check this out. A zombie attack follow-up ends on the wrong side of the law. The guy behind the YouTube sensation Miami Zombie Attack Pranks found themselves getting attacked after ill-advised attempt to punk a Boko Haram man went array and the victim went ballistic on the two filmmakers.
Wow.
They got a video of it up. And if getting chased and nearly beaten wasn't enough for their troubles, one of the pranks was jailed Friday for on 20 hours now faced a felony bomb hoax. On Monday night, Boko Haram police caught up with his colleague and now they face his charges. And these guys run around. What they're doing is running around in Miami scaring people because the zombie attack fear is up. Again, that's why I said that's why that stand your ground law is out there. That's all I'm saying, because they know about the zombies. You know, ain't no, it's not a joke that took place.
The problem with the stand your ground law is allowing people to have like this martial or have this martial law type behavior, okay? Because and it's not working for everyone that's standing their ground. It's not. It worked for Zimmerman. It worked for him, but it's not working for people who are truly standing their ground. Like that one girl, the young girl who her boyfriend or fiance or ex boyfriend was known to beat and abuse. And then he told her he's going to kill her, and then he came at her, and she was licensed to carry a gun, and shot him. He didn't die.
Where was Jesse Jackson for that case?
I don't know. I can't speak about where Jesse Jackson was.
All right. Was that an injustice, though? Was that an injustice?
It is definitely an injustice. So,
right,
so you're
still there. Nobody came to this office and said there's going to be a protest, nobody worldwide. But just check this out, Dana.
It has nothing to do with the protest. It has everything to do with these unjust laws that what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. It's as simple as that. Now, if
that's
your daddy was Zimmerman's daddy,
and she would have there. Listen, in Chicago, we need to stand your ground law, too. I'm walking down the streets now like, man, I need a gun. You know, which one, you know, like, man, these cats might just jump out and be like, yo, what up? And he's, you know, here's the funked up part about it. The funked up. I'm sorry, saying funk more probably. Here's the funked up part about it is that they be robbing people with BB guns. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going on. You know, the BB guns look so real. But anyway, point I'm saying, let me get back to my, I got the last 30 minutes. Let me get back to my little point I was trying to say. That every time the government makes a move, Dana, they always deemed it Operation Mongoose, Operation Black Hawk, Operation Silver Shovel, Operation Push, Dana, Operation Push is now looked upon as being an arm of the federal government, because right now, like somebody said earlier, Jesse Jackson would run all the way down to Trayvon Martin shooting or any other little kid, but when a black little baby gets shot in Chicago, he's not out in the streets protesting. He's not saying anything. His word is get the guns off the street. All the law-abiding citizens get the guns off the street, while all the non-law-abiding citizens have guns to prey on the innocent. The innocent, the meek, the weak can be preyed upon by the strong and the armed. It's uneven, Dana.
Okay. So Operation PUSH, the acronym PUSH stands for People United to Save, and then later it was changed to SERVE. I agree that the guns do need to come off the streets, because here's the deal. With these people, when you come to these big
Operation
Push, right
around Operation Breadbasket, Operation Jungle, Operation Mongoose. It's an operation to see what would happen.
The surgery is an operation, but that doesn't make it a conspiracy.
Right. No, the conspiracy is this, that every time, Dana, that any time blacks get together to protest when they feel unjust, when they feel wrong, they get together And then what happens? Jesse comes in. Let me tell you what Jesse was. Let me tell you where Jesse was. Jesse was not out there for Reginald Denny, who got pulled out of a car and hit with a brick in L.A. He went out there because he knew nobody wanted his out of control. Nobody told him. Nobody came to Jesse and said he was going to do that, so he couldn't get ahead of it. Like
you
I
know,
said.
But, see, you know, the thing is that you shouldn't pretend that Jesse Jackson is against African Americans because he if he's supporting one movement and doesn't support the other. There's so there's just bad people sometimes. There's bad people that's black, there's bad people that's white, there's black people that's Indian, Hispanic.
Dana, I'm about to give you
someone that's Asian, there's going to be bad regardless.
Okay, Dana, let me give you the four reasons of how to spot an informant. That's all. The only reason I can go at this is to give you the four reasons on how to spot an informant. And I'm going to quickly run through them real fast because you ain't got to be an informant out here doing wrong. Informants never do wrong, i.e. William O'Neill, all he did was leave the door open so Chicago cops can shoot him, you know, shoot in like Panther. I mean, informants don't come across as everyday people that you be wary of. You can never see an informant. An informant is that guy that always comes around and got your back. An informant is always there for you. An informant is always the last person you always expect. The informant is always the butler, because the butler always does it. But no,
That's only because they have
access.
They have polished their ability to deceive. And,
right.
And regardless of whether or not they were wearing the wire, they would still be doing underhanded things.
No. You're looking at wearing a wire with somebody doing something crooked, not wearing a wire is spying the community, right, Dana? The two are the same or the two are different?
I'm looking at a person who is willing to try to trap someone.
What I'm saying is this. Is wearing a wire to spy on your community the same as wearing a wire to catch crime?
I think anytime, okay, first of all, you have to look at what is the goal of the wire wearer, okay? And what...
We're not looking at the goal. The goal is, not the goal, the fact that he's doing it. The fact that it's been done, it's been done. We can't go to state of mind, the guy got one on. We ain't going to see why he got one on or why he's wearing one. The question is this, Dana.
Let's look at the case of the police and the traditional informant, right? The ones that are...
Okay, like the
feds.
Like the feds or somebody like the feds or law enforcement.
I'm a criminal. Let's pretend like I'll use myself as an example. I'm not a criminal, but I will pretend like I'm a criminal for this example's purpose, okay? So here's what happens. I am a criminal, so then I get caught committing a criminal act. And so the police come to me and they say, hey, we're going to take you to jail. And me, trying to survive or get out of jail or trying to get less sentence, I say, don't take me to jail because I can help you. And instead, I'm going to turn on so-and-so. They have much bigger fish to fry. And so I give up that person. But guess what? It still doesn't take away the fact that I committed a criminal act. So now because I've decided to give up someone, now they have something on me that can be held over my head. Or maybe they didn't. Maybe they had just whatever my criminal act was in the beginning. So they can use that as a source of bullying and force me to go out there. And you see it on these little police shows all the time.
That's
okay.
What I'm saying,
you
Dana.
You don't give up the information.
On the police shows
we're
all
tell
the
time. You talking to us.
Once you got a wire on, Dana, you ain't just got to be doing Dana. Once you have a
wire,
once you're an informant, Dana, you ain't got to be an informant just on corruption in no city. You can go into places where they can't go. You can go hear all the stuff that's going on in Black America that they can't hear. You can be at the pulse of the whole center because everybody black comes to you. We can know what's going on in Black America because we got our man right there. He's right in the spot. But, it's good for Blagojevich, but if it's good for Blagojevich, is it good for the black community?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that.
Okay, Ebony, four reasons.
I'm saying that if you use strong arm techniques to get people to do things, then guess what? You're just as bad as the act that's being committed. And that act that's being committed could be because of those strong arm bullying techniques that are being used.
These are the three mistakes or ways you could identify the black informants. One, this is coming from UnitedBlackAmerica.com website, the rights. One, they want access from jump. As soon as they join, they jockey for position that allow them access, such as membership lists and account information. And they're super helpful offering to ferry people back and forth and to take them home afterwards. Two, they're super social but do little to reveal their own personal lives. They come on board and immediately start talking to everyone and participate in everything that's going on. All their members seem to be social with them. He or she accidentally solicit information from other members. Are you married? What do you do here? Where are their wives and their kids? Why are they trying to be at the meeting? Where do they work? We can stop by sometimes, okay? Number three, they try to get shit cracking. If your organization is breaking the law, they will try to provoke you. They know a guy who can get something or something like that. So that's the three ways.
Now, those are three ways I can tell an informant. Now, you ain't got to sit there. You ain't got to sit there and be like, hey, give me some money. I'm wearing a wire. I'm going to get you on. No, I'm going to go to the cops and wear a wire on you. If you've been doing it for 10 years, since 98, he started wearing it. It came out in 2008. You can go to Ebony Jet December 12th or some 18th issue or Google it. Because he tried to use that as a defense of why he's not guilty of trying to buy the Senate seat. Because in order to sell the Senate seat, there has to be a buyer. And he's supposed to be buying the Senate seat. So to get the heat off his butt, he said, no, I'm an informant. I'm not guilty. And I've been an informant for 10 years. That was 2008. In 98, he wore the start being an informant. So what I'm saying is you cannot applaud a guy for trying to root out corruption when he himself must be corrupt. Wear a wire, Dana.
It doesn't mean he's corrupt. It could mean that he's being threatened.
Strong arm or bullied, right. If they strong arm bullied, that means they got something. Like you said, Dana, if you strong arm and bullied, that means they have something on you.
It doesn't mean that they have something on you. It means that they could pretend to have something on you that incites fear.
Because it got you in a compromise. So basically, you're not secure in who you are. They could pull that.
We're
going to show
like
the pictures that the woman was a man, or we're going to say that you like men, or we go, oh, no. And now I'm about to tell everybody in the black community.
Look at how it's done on the block. Okay, if you don't tell us something, then we're going to tell everyone that you were out here talking to us, and we're going to be seen around you.
And Dana.
That happens to these young cats on the street all the time.
And then they got a song for it. It goes like this.
Fraud niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's Rand, nigga. Ric Flair, nigga. Woo! The power's in my hair, nigga. Woo! I get this beat to tear, nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, three hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, shoe blow, my watch better, my pen's better, you don't write, trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or cage vomit, ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah!
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
That's what I don't like.
They see a whole sound, that's a sound bite. find me like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite, but I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Makai Fife, and that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold Jesus peace with the brown ice, eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dykes. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge night. Free Bump J, real nigga for life. Shout out to Dead Rose, man, that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.P., J Boogie, right? Chief, Chief, King Louie, this is Shy, right? Right?
A punk nigga, this is shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, this is shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, this is shit I don't like. Sneak this up, this is shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like. A snitch nigga, this is shit I don't like. Fake Gucci, that's that shit I don't like. Smoking on the dope, higher than a fight. This bitch gon' knock me down, she gon' let me fight. I'm a soul star, that's that nigga that I like. I don't want relations, I just want one night. Cause a thirsty bitch, that's that shit that I don't like. I got tats up on my arm, cause this shit is life. And I splash on a bunch of clothes, cause I'm living life. I come up on the scene, and I'm still in life. Bitch, I'm how life got me feeling right. Bitch, I'm Chief Keef, fuck who don't like. And bitch, we GBE, we just gon' sight. A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Whoa. We are not one and the same. Nigga, I'm fucking insane. Fuck is you saying? Yo ass been doing the same. Shit, not doing what you saying. Dang, I told your old bitch you was fucking the lame. Turn one hoe to a train. Blow, bling. My niggas holding that pain. I just hope you been praying. Bang, bang. Riding for my niggas in a slow life. High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lives. And I run this bitch like it's no light. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise.
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak this up, that's that shit I don't like.
I done sold purple, I done sold white, white. Running out of work, that's that shit I don't like. She never let me hit, nah. She gave me dome twice. She blowing up my phone, that's that bitch I don't like. Nah, jean jacket with the sleeves cut. Put the pressure on them just when they think that I eased up. 30 for the cube, another 30 for the cheese. Believe in ourselves when nobody else believed us.
Fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak this out, that's that shit I don't like.
Yeah, Dan, that's what I mean. We got, we had songs and stuff like that for that. That's all I was trying to show. You know. And people don't like snitches where I'm from. You know, if you do your time, Retta said, don't do the crime, you can't do the time. Don't do it.
You know what? When I was listening to that song, I thought about it. Part of it could be all the violence that we got in society is causing a greater likelihood that people will be violent. When you glorify violence, guess what you get? You can't show killing and all this badness and, you know what I'm saying, and corruption all over the place and then expect people to just do the right thing. We live what we learn. And if we're learning the wrong thing, guess what? We're going to do it. So I don't know. You know, I'm always hoping for the best, and I wish that we can have peace as a society. Gosh, I'll tell you what, I'm getting a little pushed. I'm getting pushed hard in the Hope Department, but I still got to believe in us as a people and think that at some point we're gonna do the right thing, because we're all at risk. If I'm immoral, then my kids grow up to be immoral. But they're gonna take it to the next level. So in order for us to stop this, then guess what? We're gonna have to stand up as a group, as a race, as Americans, not the black or the white or the Hispanic or the Asian or the Indian, none of that stuff. I'm talking about as American citizens, all supporting the one thing, and that's the human race.
Right.
Because without that, we're doomed. We're all going to fail. It's as simple as that. We can't do the right thing by each other. We're not going to make it. So I can only hope that it's going to turn around.
What do you think, though? What do you think?
Huh?
What do you think, though?
I think we can do it. I think we can do it. I think if we can get rid of the hate mongers, then we can get rid of the hatred. If we can get rid of those who want to keep the division, then we can get rid of the divide. If we can accept the fact that we are all deserving, and not because of what I look like or how much money I make or how much education I have, because I'm a human being and because I am deserving. If we can't realize that as humans, then it's a problem. And that problem is bigger than Zimmerman, it's bigger than the zombies. You're going to keep having people try to anesthetize themselves to get away from all the stuff that we got going on unless we can clean up our society. You see, if we allow corruption, we're going to get corrupt people, and then we'll have corrupt acts. So at some point, somebody's got to stand up, and I say I'll do it. I'm willing to raise my hand. I can only hope that others will come along with me and say enough is enough. I want my grandkids and my great-grandkids and my great-great-grandkids to be able to walk down the street without getting shot at, without getting ate up, without getting stabbed. I want better things for us as people. And I'm talking about all of us.
So what do you think about the blue bonnet? Go ahead. I was about to say, it's funny when you get a black president in office. One day, it can be announced that you discovered the cure to AIDS, and the next day it can say that man developed bubonic plague from stray cat bite, never escaped death, feet and toes get amputated. Now only we got zombies, we got the bubonic plague is back. I'm just saying, a 59-year-old man is out of the hospital after spending a month in intensive care due to an infection from the bubonic plague. Paul Gaylord, 59, developed symptoms after he was bitten by a stray cat his family had adopted. The cat named Charlie had caught a rodent, which was struck in the throat. It is said that this rat was infected by fleas, which carry the disease. Initially, Gaylord thought he had the flu when he developed a fever after the bite. After antibiotics failed to make him feel better, he was rushed to the hospital when the lymph nodes swelled up to the size of lemons. He still faced surgery to remove his wrist, blackened fingers, toes. One symptom of the terrible disease is why it's named a black death. He sees a man picture his hands are straight up like Egyptian black. You know what I'm saying? Egyptian paint black. But the point I'm saying, it ain't going to be tomorrow. You can find this on the Drudge Report.
Well, see, viruses, those things don't just go. They don't go away. They come back. They come back bigger, badder, and stronger. Bacteria continues to grow. It's just that we learn to protect ourselves from things like that. So it has nothing to do with. I don't understand the correlation with that and the president.
No, what I'm saying is how everything comes around. We got the cure to AIDS. He found the cure to an infectious disease, which is HIV.
That's outstanding. That just goes to show that President Obama is doing his thing.
And then the next day, by the plague. Now check this out. Somebody sent me this in. I want you to check this out. Somebody said it might be the music that get everybody acting up. So they told me to play this clip right here. They sent me the other day. What do you think about this right here?
Dear Hip Hop, I'm writing to inform you I'm going to have to end our relationship. I know in the beginning I was down to work, them hips, but I was tricked. Seduced by your beat. See, you had me for 3 minutes and 46 seconds. I was suspended in time, but when I snapped out of it, I had to ask, did I hear what I thought I did in that last rhyme? Now forgive me. Maybe I'm getting old, or maybe I'm just slow, because I didn't even know you could say bitch on the radio. But I was entranced by that beat I heard somewhere before. Oh, I remember that was the original score. Now, unless I'm dreaming, I could have swore. Right after you called me a bitch, you called someone else a whore. And at this point, I'm trying to process a few things. What were the original words to that song? And you want me to do what with my song? And I'm tripping, because nobody's acting like anything is wrong. After all, the anthem for the new millennium was Big Pimpin'. And it all seems a bit surreal, because when I was dancing around, I didn't know the damage my soul was going to feel. And there are times I am still compelled to move, but I swear to you, it's that old school groove that's playing above the lyrics, because if the music wasn't there, I definitely wouldn't hear it. I thought hip-hop was supposed to be a means of poetically expressing yourself, but it seems these days you'd say anything to get your CDs off the shelf, so let's toast with champagne and blunts to your health, but first, tell me why. Every other video, brother's gotta be a gigolo. And you show your respect by pouring beer for the homie who's dead and then pour the rest of that 40 over some female's head? And what's crazier than that is she doesn't seem to mind, but if you look past her ass, deep into her eyes, you just might find a hint of surprise because she didn't realize that the camera shot was going to be between her thighs. And she furthers a lie as she tries to deny, pretending like it's okay, that she just gave a piece of her self-esteem away. And it aired 9 times on MTV today, and all of that for little to no pay, but he's a hustler, baby, and he told you so. And when he's through, you're a video hoe. And I'm trying to make it in this business, so I've actually stood in those high-heel shoes, you know? And now when I go to the club, I see a sea of young women with fake diamonds bouncing around their waist, too little clothes on her body, and too much makeup on her face, screaming, underlay, underlay, mommy, E-I, E-I, uh-oh. Were you that hoe? Was I that hoe? Or do we need to spiritually grow? Does anybody know what EIEI stands for anyway? Is it eternally imprinting, exaggerated ignorance, or exploiting innocence while extremely intoxicated? I'm starting to think this hip-hop thing has become way overrated, and you dedicated an entire song to how fast my ass is shaking? Tossing around money that you really ain't making? Didn't I see you on Court TV accused of raping? But I'm the one hating. Well, maybe I am, because somebody needs to speak up on behalf of the woman. So, no, you can't see my thong. No, I won't back my thing up. No, you can't big pimp me into buying your CD. It takes a king and a queen to create a real dynasty. Why don't you set your mind free? Why don't you back that thinking up? Maybe you're already aware because you call yourself corrupt. And it's not hard to deduct when I keep hearing rumors that you're going bankrupt, that you just claiming head hip-hopper in charge, spending all your money on your boys just to prove that you're large, because all your real niggas still kick it with you. And there ain't no nigga like the one you got. So you'd ride for your niggas and you'd die for your niggas because you're a no limitations nigga. What type of nigga slanging bang in the streets? A bad boy, a rude boy, a 504 boy, a hot boy, a ghetto boy? Hold up. I got this plan. Stop calling yourself a nigga and a boy and call yourself a man. Because what I really want from my niggas is to realize that it's the root of the word that's the trigger, triggering thoughts through my temple of its real definition. Look it up, it's simple. Number one, ignorant. Number two, inconsequential and petty. Number three, stingy and miserly. But it's not the definition that comes as a shocker. What baffles me is that you call yourself a doctor. What are you healing, brother? And I'd really like to know, did you get that doctorate degree while you were on death row? Changing your name, thinking it'll contribute to your fame, but all you're doing is defaming yourself and your people, and you want to know why we aren't seen as equals? Got all your jewels wrapped around your neck and your wrist. What happened to throwing up a fist to represent unity, to show our pride? Now the only time you throw up your fist to show off the fact that you bought a Rolex, never mind the damaging effects that all of this has. Look around, it's spreading fast. Even Baby Bow Wow has his Mickey Mouse iced down, when he should be fitting those jewels into his crown. Got little kids thinking it's a thing to hustle up your money for a little bling bling. Why don't you sing, sing the truth, player? Money really ain't a thing, you see, when you trade it in for your dignity. And all you've done is perpetuate the negativity, so I challenge thee. the next time that you're seduced by that beat. Whether it's when you go to the club, get your groove on, or buy a CD, the next time that you're seduced by that.
Julie Underground Radio, what's in with that, Dana?
It was outstanding.
I knew you were going to say that.
It was outstanding.
See, yeah, that was, you know, I was just saying, no need to be out there selling out, wearing wires, getting strong on by the man, have you coming, telling everybody what everybody doing in the black community to so they can stay on top, and that's why we're going to always be at the bottom. But, hey, people get paid for that. Everybody can make a check somehow, right? Whether you're FBI informant, police informant, or a Jesse Jackson informant, you still got to make a dollar. That's all I got to say. And every time blacks want to get together, he's there. Spying on you too? Wearing a wire 24-hour job. You just can't wear that shit just $5 a day. You can't give it the morning and wear that shit on because you never know what's hot. You never know what they want you to turn in or not. You know how the gang go. You watch court TV. You watch this stuff on Ching Chong. What's that? Law and Order. Chong Chong. You know what I'm saying? Or The Wire. Matter of fact, The Wire. You know how that stuff go? That's how it is. You know. But anyway, we have the last 2.5 minutes, then. What do you want to say to your people?
You know, Jimmy, I'm going to continue to pray for us as a society. You know, again, and my prayers are out with the Jackson family, too. Whatever this brother is going through, I wish him the best. I wish him the best. I don't know if he's wearing a wire. I don't know if he's not.
Okay, Dana. No, it's confirmed. It's not a rumor. It's in the press, media. I mean, he came out and said, Ebony J, I mean, he comes out and said, when everybody asked him, is he about to get arrested? Is he about to go to jail? He said, how can I go to jail? I'm an informant for the government. You know, I've been around for 10 years. He came out and said that. Those words.
But, again.
That's another story itself. That's all.
Even if he is, I hope the best for him. I hope that whatever he's going through, I hope they heal from it, Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? I can't. That's just me.
All right, Dana. So I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Love everybody. I'm going to keep this society in my prayers. Because it's got to get better at some point.
Well, you know something, Dana? And it's 90 seconds. My man, Pianki, just checked in. And, you know, Pianki, it's funny. I should put you in, but I'm about to end this whole little show. I wish you would call in tomorrow. I could finish this whole little convo. Which is he has something on about this 92 ride, you know. But we deal with you tomorrow, my man. So I see, Cha John. I guess I would just like I always do. Good night, and may God be with you. And if you are, Jesse Jackson Jr., stop wearing wires. Stop it, stop it. Just stop it, stop it, stop it. Ain't called for.
Listen up, everyone. We have been just informed that there's an unknown virus that's attacking all clubs. Symptoms have been said to be heavy breathing, wild dancing, coughing. So when you hear the sound, hoo-dee-hoo, run for cover.